While Russian officials are trying to put a positive spin on President Bush's speech, news analyst Daniel Shore says Moscow has long had misgivings about the project.
What President Bush seeks to end is not only a treaty, but an epoch. It is an epoch based on the premise that America cannot be the sole master of its nuclear destiny. In signing the treaty with the Soviet Union banning anti-ballistic missiles in 1972, President Nixon said it made permanent the concept of deterrence through mutual terror, each side leaving its population and territory hostage to a strategic missile attack. After a round of consultations with Russia and Europe, I understand that the president plans to give the formal 6-month notice of withdrawal from the ABM treaty. It will be replaced by something called a framework, about which the president was vague yesterday. But the framework will require no Senate ratification or agreement of any other country. It is, briefly stated, an approach to a unilateral defense policy that will sit well with the administration's conservative supporters. Under it, the United States would deploy a system to shoot down missiles launched by so-called rogue states. Russia, which has 5,000 nuclear warheads, would be expected not to react, persuaded that it is not threatened. But that is quite an assumption. Russian officials have said that if a limited system can be successfully developed, then it can surely be enlarged into a strategic system that might threaten Russia's multiple missiles. And so Russia and China have been working intensively on a military alliance and have warned of the gravest adverse consequences if the United States proceeds with its plans for a missile shield. Russia is reportedly working on plans for decoys to defeat a defensive system and massive launches to overwhelm a missile shield. The danger is not only what President Vladimir Putin or his successor may do, but what nationalist or terrorist groups might do if they got control of inadequately guarded weapons. It is unclear why President Bush chose this moment to open a national and international argument about a missile defense system that he is nowhere near having. It looks more like an ideological and political statement of unilateral purpose than a statement of national strategy. This is Daniel Shore.